first collect a few types of activities that already exist and that and there's an issue with what? No, sorry. Sorry. Maybe like max 10 minutes collecting different types of domains and activities anarchists are engaged in already or could be in a productive way. And then do a kind of strategic imagination exercise where we think about sometime in the future, so maybe 30 years from now, let's say 2055, and we have achieved some victories, whatever that means. And work back from there. So how could that have happened? How might we have gotten there? And especially thinking, in my opinion, it could be important to think about how the domains and activities that we found before in the first part somehow combined or could have pollinated together to bring about some of those things that we want to see. Yeah, and then maybe in a final part, just talk about the more concretely what that means. Maybe not saying what your specific situation is, but to have ideas about what you could do given what you're already doing to start building these more strategic connections. Right. So maybe we could add to that. I will just now say the five-minute thing that I wanted to say, and then we can have more like an open round, just talking about whether that makes sense to you, what are your thoughts on anarchist strategy, and then go into the rest that was planned already, if that makes sense. Thank you. Yeah, so just the only thing I want to say is like the basic idea, what motivated me to invite you to do this, and I think it's very beautiful and important that anarchism is very diverse. We have very different approaches in different places. If you walk around for example, the Bug area, you see people who are maybe some people are, you hear about people who are fighting in wars, people are doing workshops, people are doing music, housing projects, sometimes it's squats, sometimes maybe it's more official. There's a huge variety of things we're doing. Also, some people obviously are saying they're anarchists while they're doing this, but some people might be doing very similar things. But not consider themselves anarchist, or maybe don't have a very specific ideology in mind, but could still be, you know, part of a useful alliance in a way. And then there are obviously also people who claim to be anarchists, but who are not really, like anarcho-capitalists, for example. yeah, so. Obviously, it's very important and nice to have this diversity, but also many of these people, I know some people personally who are involved maybe in one thing and other people in another thing, and they would never hear about each other. They would never talk to each other. Maybe they don't know about each other. And that could be, I think, that we're missing something there because if people have access to certain resources or certain skills, certain knowledge, and one approach to anarchism, which has a very different aesthetic to another one, maybe there could be mutual support there, right? So if somebody's doing, I don't know, like very like scene, anarchist scene stuff, squatting, for example, and somebody who's doing like something with a very official-looking thing, but is also actually engaged in an anarchist with an anarchist motivation. Maybe those people wouldn't meet, and so yeah, that's basically the idea. And also, I think just in terms of the perspective, I think a lot of the currents you see in anarchism are a lot about the what we want ultimately, right? Like we want this would be my maybe not ideal, but a better society is something I prefer, a state of affairs I prefer, and maybe also opinions about okay, what needs to happen right now? We need to support, I don't know, refugees at this particular border, but then the connection between those immediate actions, the very concrete day-to-day, and the more pie-in-the-sky goal is not always very clear, and I think maybe under-discussed. This might not be the case everywhere. It's in my circles, at least. Yeah, that's it. I would just invite you now to anybody who wants to talk about this or has a very different perspective or a similar one on strategy in the sense, on anarchism in the sense. Maybe I didn't make this clear. I think it doesn't necessarily have to be people who call themselves anarchists, like the Zapatista are a good example of people maybe doing anarchist stuff, but who don't consider themselves anarchists, but there might be very different examples of this. So an anarchist strategy in that sense. Yeah, if you want to talk about this now, and then we can maybe for 10 minutes, 5-10 minutes, and then we can go into the more collective mapping exercise. And given how the microphone works, I don't think you should be too afraid about the live stream. Any thoughts? Yeah, there would be, not right now, maybe not, just like a quick round to get things started, and then I would do breakout groups, but it's very crowded, so. Devin, you think also for this? You should? Yeah?
No.
Okay, let's do it. Fine.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
I actually thought it was a good idea to just talk, like maybe throw up some points in the group for 5 minutes so we have like a shared thing
yeah,
and we talk
good,
about
yeah.
Not go all in the group and then what are we going to talk about or something about strategy
yeah.
And then we have concrete statements which we can maybe discuss.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, I will just try to stand up and then you can hear me. I will try to speak a little louder.
Please let me know if I talk too loud enough. My personal like opinion of what I've been considering a lot before I did. Come here is like reason. Why do we meet here? Like, why do we meet in this town? We meet here in this town because 150 plus 1 year ago, there were people who did meet here, who did somehow create the foundation of the foundation that we are like working on right now, and they did come here with a little bit of disappointment, is a very harsh word, and I have quite liked and enjoy this place and space, but it's something completely different than it has been 150 years ago, because there are people who had been in groups, who had been in their like place where they like lived and worked, they had a political organizations, and these political organizations or federations. It did send like, I don't know, 5 or 10 people per group here, and people met and did some political strategical debates. What we are doing here is pretty nice and I really quite enjoy it, but it won't help in the like long run. And I do see by the people who are here that there's a need for this, and people like want this. But this is, I feel like this is not the place, or this is not the way where we can like achieve this like goal where we can like move our movement, which is, in my personal opinion, slowly declining in a, like a political sense, not in like a lifestyle sense. But sorry, and maybe this is like something we should try to come like. We should like try to achieve and try to come like back to meet into like smaller groups and discuss the discussions and then pull it back and yeah, start to build a new world instead of, I don't know, living a nice life for myself.
Yeah, I would actually continue with this because, like, sometimes I see, like, if you look 150 years ago or even further, like, get like Marxists, anarchists, or the different political structures, and they actually like believe that the system could be overturned. Like, maybe it's also like a simplified view of history, but as I can conceive it today. Like, you can see people actually believe in utopia. There was, like, an actual discussion in society whether you should, like, I don't know, implement anarchist ideas, socialist ideas. And nowadays, if you discuss with people who are not, like, part of the movement or are not anarchists, like, you always, I don't know how many times in my life I heard, like, yeah, but it's impossible, you can't change the system, it's too big. And what I found so frustrating that, like, I really have to believe that the majority of humanity nowadays really believes we kind of reach like this end point of mankind where, I don't know, socialism didn't work, so yeah, now we have capitalism and let's improve capitalism a little bit, but in the end our system is, it's the only system which can work. So I would be really interested in, like, I don't know, how could we, like, here creating utopia, like a vision which can actually like attract people and that we do more than, like it's already done, but that we really convey this image of us showing a utopia which attracts people, which motivates people and which people can start to believe in. Because I strongly believe like in the power of utopia. Yeah, thank you.
I would also share your analysis of that we have quite different conditions today than we used back then, and also people don't vote anymore. But I would maybe put up just a thesis, like, could be this way, could be the other way also, that people don't believe anymore precisely because we have no movement. Like, we have certain objective conditions, which is no strong anarchist movement or even workers' communist movement, and I would rather see the issue of which not believing in utopia anymore is more of a symptom of these objective conditions, and then just starting believing again won't vice versa bring us back to that time. But I think it's more of a complicated process that's not just like so voluntaristic. And I would say, like, just personally, that the only thing that really helps against this current state of affairs is actually getting organized long term. Like, not just, I mean, creating new imaginaries, I think is very important also for us. Like, in this struggle, we need something to believe, of course. But I feel like the hopelessness is a condition of that originates from an actual fact. And it's to change these underlying conditions that we really strictly to seek out. And I don't think it's with smart discussions or just better thinking about stuff. But building again these organizations that we once have, that power. Right, I can't put it into proper words right now. Just my take on this. Although I agree with your initial preamble.
Thanks for all your ideas. I'd like to discuss if there are any international, anti-national, whatever you want to call it, organizations.
Experience.
And yeah, these that can and share experiences. And if not, maybe we can discuss how could an anti-authoritarian international organization could look like. Like, what are our ideas to actually have something like
that? I
I think there was, like, I was, have been in a workshop where they were talking about another one happening here, about the internationalist movement and how we can organize within solidarity, accepting our differences as a strength, not as a thing to separate as, us, which is like also happening a lot. And an idea came up in the former workshop was also maybe a critique in how this thing is happening here, that there is no general assembly, there is no gatherings, like where we meet, we just kind of consume input from people who are voluntarily like presenting us knowledge, and we have this exchange rooms, but there is no like room for maybe long-term connected organizing, how we can, like, we can't make it, but maybe this can be an idea, like, this arose in the formal workshop, and I think I really like this.
I don't know if other people share this experience, but so in the Netherlands, in the Netherlands, what I find difficult is I really yearn for this discussions where you talk about like the practical like shop talk about organizing, and also about like what is the goal of somebody else's project, because we have like diverse groups, all sorts of plans and ideas, and I think there's real strength in this diversity, and but the way to connect them, first of all, to be able to be sort of like understand someone else's position so that you can interact even in a spontaneous way. And the beginning for that is also for someone to be able to express that for themselves. And I often find this very hard, that you talk to groups and like, what is the goal that you are achieving? How do you see this going if it goes well? What are the things that you innovate on, and what could I learn from that, etc.? And this kind of sort of like this practical shop talk, not about like what are the big ideas, what is your opinion that you like to be having, but like how do you do these things? Find it very hard to find this kind of discussion.
I think I would like to build on the same point, like going on like about what's been said about organizing and getting more people together. I really agree that that's where our effort needs to go. But I think one of the reasons I've experienced why organizations, at least that I've been part of and seen, fail is because in recent years, I think we've been organizing to organize without having a very concrete goal for what to achieve. And I think that's what was different when we look into the past and see very successful radical and anarchist struggles. They were organized about very concrete goals. They were the best place for people, for marginalized people, for working class people to go to achieve those things they were calling for. Of course, we have a lot of those goals. We want to forward those aims, but it's difficult for us, I think, today to figure out exactly what achievable goals it is we're pushing for right now. And I think without those achievable goals that actually bring people together, there's no point in organizing. So I think those two have to be linked together for it to make sense. And that's what I am really wishing for. That's what I was hoping we could get at massive events like this, where we come together, is to have discussions about where should we be heading? Like, what is it we're trying to achieve here?
We're doing numbers, we're counting down. So like, when you go hand up, look for who's ahead of you, and so like, if there's a five, you're now you're six, and then count the fingers down, and that's how we can all like moderate ourselves.
Yeah, you can't see how people here.
If somebody on the other side is five.
All right, whatever, never mind.
I just want to say, I would love to do a working group for organizing a strategic debate general assembly day here. So I would say we go outside, come and find me, and we're gonna just clear stuff up and see strategic plan.
Yes.
When?
I
mean, when we do the breakout groups.
Maybe we should throw out ideas for the breakout groups, like we're all kind of saying these really big, like, somewhat lofty critiques and whatnot, but, like, maybe instead of me saying the shit I'm about to say, we should just say, what do we want to talk about, and then go outside and, like, make groups of 10 and talk about, like, strategy, tactics, specifics. Would be my suggestion
to the room.
Was it me next? I don't know. So basically what I wanted to say is that I see like a lack of diversity. We are whiter than the average streetcar. Basically there is a massive male dominance in this room also, like with the things that were said was super male dominated from what I felt. And basically, like, I don't know how much sense it makes to create a general assembly in this setting that is super exclusive, that is oftentimes riddled by white supremacists, ableist, classist, etc., sexist narratives. So I don't know, like, I think, like, for me, like, that's my perspective, to create a general assembly that makes sense, we have to create a space that is actually inclusive and that is actually diverse and that represents the realities that we live in. Like, or not that we live in, but that people live in, especially marginalized people.
Thank you for that point. I would like to point out that the circumstances under which we are fighting are really not good. So there is this huge need for making connection for movement building, really, but for what I feel, we are only just starting. And so instead of like yearning for some centralized general assembly, which could be great, let's focus on what we already have at this moment where we are sitting together. And all the talks we will be able to make in the smaller groups later, maybe. But I would be very happy to hear from your struggles. Are you engaging in housing difficulties, maybe? Because anarchism, in its essence, is for me more about the basic needs of life being met. And that's something we can only organize in our cities. And maybe for to add a story for what I would like to hear from you and how you're dealing with the struggles of oppression is, in my hometown there is currently a fight for a health center which will provide basic needs and a place to meet for people. And there is a lot of power against that center, but people are fighting for it for months, years now, and it's a really broad opportunity and also quite powerful. So, yeah, maybe fight for local structures is something that we can really do, and I would love to hear from your projects because I am certain there are so many.
Maybe just a tiny addition to that, I think there's a workshop later called Federating Around Common Problems, which might go in that direction. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, actually now I'm a little bit confused because I thought about that we talked about to go into smaller groups, and I don't know if how we should do that now. And then in the beginning of this talk, I also realized that a lot of people spoke from a position of privileges. So I thought, I don't want to speak up, but then I have to speak up because I think it's important to share. So maybe I share my point and then maybe we think about, so I think we need some structure also from you.
Yeah, I would like to go into groups and
yes.
Maybe
so,
one or two more.
Yeah. The point is that I think it's one way of activism is, from my point of view, to create events and festivals, congresses, stuff like that, and also to give it to people who don't have access so easily to create spaces where they can speak up in front of big audiences. So I think it's good to try to go to big festivals and also create content stages and give the time and the people and the focus to people that don't have the access to it. It's not a new idea, but I think it's worth to focus on.
So I feel like there's been touching on this thing in a few people that's been talking, that we need to share our most common problems. And this is the way, in my mind, to get anything to talk about. Because I'm certain there are certain things that we can all agree on of really big problems right now. There's like this right-wing wave moving across the world. And there are certain things we share that are the big scope. And then on the local level, we can see how they manifest. And that's kind of where it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe we can go into groups soon. If there's like one or two more groups who really have something important to say and really want to talk.
Technical point, but there are a lot of people here who would like to join, and it's really hard to hear. So
yeah.
I know we're going to small groups, but it's a way for just for this point of making the small groups that you still can like move a bit, so everybody can hear at least what small groups will be there. No, just question.
You mean like that we move
right in? Yeah, like behind you are two chairs, for example.
Yeah, there's space here. Maybe people can move a little bit so that some more people can enter.
Okay, let's stand up for there.
How about we meet outside, in front?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, we meet down there in the area there.
I was thinking, so you just said to introduce those topics.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, it is up to every group to decide if they want to do that. But I mean, since we were talking that there is like maybe a lack of cohesion in lack of an assembly or whatever, maybe it could be an idea if the groups want to think of ways or topics that have to do with how we could with this gathering make it so, yeah, we have some, maybe in the future, maybe now, like some cohesive way to discuss it, since we feel that there's a lot of things, but then it is connected, and maybe figure out a way, the, you know, maybe what could be one of the topics, how to discuss, how could this happen, you know, how could we make the best of this possible unity in this other.
Yeah, so this could be maybe one topic for one group?
Yeah,
yeah.
But this
group
can
also think in that. Can you repeat the topic? About
this, how to utilize the fact that we are all gathering together to create more cohesive connections that have to do with some anarchist
So, if the other groups don't take up that, maybe you can remember the space and then go there if you want to talk about that once we come up. I'm very bad with remembering faces. So.
I would like to propose as a topic just only the organization of the General Assembly. Like, how do we manage to speak in time of people? How do we manage that all the voices are heard? It's not about the topics within the meeting, but how it looks, that the structure looks like of the meeting. So actually, it's as horizontal as we can be as the unfolding human beings.
Yeah, I'm going to look for a paper and tape so you can put the topics on you so it's easier to find them. So continue with the topic.
Yeah. Okay. I would propose one which is more long-term thinking. This question of intersectional coordination between groups, with different causes, be it feminist, queer activist, class-focused, or whatever. Just how to organize also on a level of skills that we should have or cultivate, on a level of tools that we can use. Just the question of international, intersectional coordination. Yeah, that would be my proposal.
And I would propose a topic about, with the question, do we still believe in our capacity to build a self-organized society? And did we completely lose hope when it comes to that? And if we still have hope, what are the steps and what are the strategies that we could use to, in our neighborhoods, in our workplaces, to actually make that happen?
My proposed topic is going to be affinity group-based organizing and decentralized networks, so the opposite of the General Assembly, and if you want to talk about that, look for this thing.
Can you write such a thing again?
This is like colorful city map.
Other topic?
I would like to, I'm not sure about how, but I was really recognizing that the voice of like anarchist movement not being really inclusive in a lot of spaces, and I would like to talk maybe how we could do things better in that space. I'm not sure, like, I just want to have the topic again.
Here's a topic
that international cooperation
ladder.
Sorry. Thinking about like we're probably gonna become more and more refugees. Like there's gonna be we're gonna need nomadic infrastructures at some point in the future. We're saying we're gonna, in the future, we're gonna need nomadic infrastructures because the climate is gonna be, it's gonna make it impossible for more and more governments to hold any stability, and it seems to me that anarchism is kind of has a point here.
So we have seven counter votes so far. We still have room for a bit more, I think, because we're a lot of people.
I would like to propose the Athletic of Our Life in Europe because I think it's going, like, we're looking at it in Luxembourg and we're seeing how it's rising across the spectrum. And,
I would just point out that a lot of the topics that we've read out today takes a lot more time than 30 or 40 minutes. Breakout group, and I'm getting a bit confused. I'd love to see full workshops on all of these, but maybe we pick things that are just towards strategy, as this is what this was kind of supposed to be.
Maybe that can also be the lens through which you think about this stuff. For example, if you think about the far right in Europe, it's not just like understanding the history or whatever, but it can be specifically about the strategic, but also not like in the right now, the next election, maybe, and not also we need to overcome capitalism to not have fascism, right? But maybe somewhere in between in terms of the lens. I'm sorry, it's kind of falling apart a little bit in terms of organization. I realize that it's a very different setting than I was imagining, so we're bear with me. So we already have many topics. I would add maybe one, which was what I wanted to originally talk about mostly, which can also, that's fine, which is how can people who have anarchist, who are doing anarchist things, or who are following anarchist practices or ideals, but who are somehow very distant from each other, either geographically or also, I'm thinking also like culturally or in terms of subcultures, how can we begin to meet each other or somehow begin to support each other? So just kind of, so I guess that's related to what you're doing with the, maybe I can do the more subculture thing?
Yeah.
So we can combine.
Or we can combine them. We can stand next to each other and maybe. Okay, so I'm going to add this across. Right. So maybe if the people who propose the topics can just remind me who they are. And I think we have a table. Somebody has a table.
No, we have to be meet on site.
Just hold them up. Just hold them up.
Okay.
How
are you?
Okay.
Yeah. On the topics, we say we find the best.